All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
My kids today went to the dentist. This is my giving me life, that I didn't have to take them to the dentist. I hate taking them to the dentist. Lane regresses to like a negative 2-year-old. I mean, she hates the dentist so bad. So when I walked in, I said, how'd the dentist go? They said, oh, she was happy with our teeth. I said, that is impossible. Those are lies. There's no way she's happy with what y'all are doing inside those mouths.
Right. But is that true?
Yeah.
I don't have time to check. I don't have time to check. I don't know.
Did they bike there? Did Eric take them?
If they biked there, they would never have arrived. Can we count some of that? Can some of that count?
Can we count what?
Can this count as recording? Some of my best stuff.
This is content.
So should I do the intro?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Right in the middle. Welcome, ladies. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is a podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
Thank you, ladies, for being here with us. This episode is tentatively entitled Shaving Dr. Martha.
It's forever entitled that, for sure.
So we hope you guys had a great Mother's Day.
Oh my gosh, I forgot we were running this earlier. I'm like, are you kidding me? They didn't do anything for me.
It took me aback too, Emily. It took me a second.
Oh my gosh. How long have we been doing this, you guys? So what I would like is for everyone to save the date because we have a virtual live event next Sunday, 5:16, 8 Central. I'm going to send the link in Patreon.
I'm excited.
We had a lot of fun last time.
We made Galentine's. Should we just call it Galentine's? We can't do that, can we?
No.
Emily is very against it.
I mean.
Well, she hates hearts.
I'm still a good person.
Mother's Tines. But it's the week after Mother's Day.
It's like the day after Christmas where you're like, aw. You know what I'm saying? The week after Mother's Day, you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so long until I get a terribly made breakfast in bed that I have to pretend like I like. And a bunch of gifts made out of construction paper.
That's true. So this is like the Mother's Day that you actually wanted.
Ooh, I like is that what it. We should call it?
A Mother's Day that you'll enjoy. Yeah, because, I mean, I personally am going to be giving away some things.
Yeah.
Excuse me, we're doing a recording, so can you, like, stop? I was just
wondering. It's like a cat, like, playing with a flashlight.
Just trying to be in my best light, all right? I'm trying to be in my best light.
That looks nice.
You have, like, there's, like, one line down the center.
I can't what fix is that it. About? It happens every time.
You know, yesterday I talked to Robbie and Katie on FaceTime, and I had just come from church, and none of those jokers went to church. And I had, like, this ring of light around me, and they didn't. So,
it's a thing. Sorry.
It's a thing.
I don't have anything nice to say.
I don't know. Your skin has been glowing lately, Kate. Whenever your skin is glowing, means you've been spending time with Jesus, right?
You know.
Remember that?
Yeah. My self-care is my Jesus time. All right. Well, let's get through this. Okay, so today we're going to do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly, and we're going to do a round of Would You Rather. I'll start with Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Would you rather wake up in your underwear at work or wake up naked in the woods 20 miles from home? You're at work. I don't know why you're sleeping. That's embarrassing enough.
Wait, one has underwear. Which one has underwear?
Yeah, you're at work. You were sleeping. You wake up. You're just in underwear.
Okay.
Or you're in the woods 20 miles from home. You're totally naked. When I picture that, I'm like, oh, you're in a forest. That's not the case. I could be at Target.
Oh, you're right.
My word.
Yeah, I definitely pictured forest. How interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You didn't say in the woods?
Swear. Hold on. It's really hard. Oh, yeah, it said in the woods.
Oh, okay. It's like, wow, I wonder how many other people pictured forest first. There's something there.
But yeah, the word woods. Sorry.
That really kind of placed us in a setting. Okay, so my first thought is I'm scanning my office. What could I clothe myself with in my office? I have only Kleenex, and that I could fashion a smock. But then 20 miles is just so far.
How long would it take you to walk 20 miles?
I could key into a patient's room right across the hallway. I could just throw something on and then drive home really fast.
Aren't they children?
Yes, I would not fit anything. Yeah. Maybe I could take the blanket off of their bed.
The bed, the sheet. Can I tell you guys something I haven't told you? When we hung out in real life.
Yeah.
This is the first time that really I hung out with either of you without it being recorded. I mean, I guess, Emily, you and I have had, like, some chats off air and different things. I was so surprised that you guys...
Hey, Strugs. That was a little clip of our Patreon episode today. You can go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell, get that full episode. You can also see the video episode, and those ones we don't edit, not because we don't know how to video edit, but because we don't wanna edit those ones for our Patreon members. So you can see everything that happens when we record those episodes. And in this particular episode, Rebecca's ring light attacked her 3 times. And it was funnier every single time. I don't know if you've ever messed around with a ring light, but those things are unpredictable and not to be trusted. We sincerely hope that you come to the Mother's Day live event May 16th at 8 Central. You put those jokers to bed or let them sit next to you. Kids love to watch a Zoom call, and that's what the mute button is for. At the last live event for Galentine's Day, we did giveaways. We're going to do giveaways again. People were in their pajamas. People were having cocktails. People were drinking tea. It was just really casual and a good time. I know it can be intimidating to get on a video call with strangers. However, we're not strangers to you, and you guys aren't strangers to us because we talk to y'all all the time on social. If you want to come to the live event, it's for Patreon members. You can join Patreon for $1, and that link will come right to your inbox. Hope to see you Sunday, and hope that you have a great week of struggling well.